Okay, today we're going to Be'ez Hashem continue in the seventh parak of Maseches Shumos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So now we're not talking about the din of paying a keren and a chomesh, and when you're paying a keren and not a chomesh. We're moving beyond that topic. And now we're going back to the discussion of Medumav, when Truma and Chulin gets mixed in with each other, but we have more elaborate cases over here, cases where you're not really sure if there was a mixture of Truma and Chulin. So Mishnah Hey teaches us as follows, Shtei Kupos, Achas Shel Truma V'Achas Shel Chulin. Let's say you have two boxes. One of them is full of chuma, it's all chuma, and the other one is full of chulin, only purely chulin. Shenafla sa'a chuma l'toch achas mehen. And a sa'a of chuma fell into one of the boxes. Problem is, you don't know which box it fell into. Ven yodei le'ezmen nafla. Sa'arei ni'omer l'toch chuma nafla. We have the right to assume that the chuma fell into the box that it's chuma. It's as if there's a magnetic pull that matza min esmino, that if chuma fell into something, it must have fallen into the truma. We're allowed to make that assumption. So the box of chulin remains totally chulin, even if it was only 50 sa'a of chulin, where the truma would not have become batel in it. We have the right to assume that the box of chulin remains totally chulin, and the box of truma is now just one extra sa'a of truma in it. Ein yadua ezo hishal truma ve'ezo hishal chulin. But let's complicate the case a little bit, and that is that you don't know which box has truma in it and which box has chulin in it. So it's not just that you don't know which box fell into, you don't even know which box is the truma box and which box is the chulin box. So achalachas mehen, if someone who is not a kohen eats one of the boxes, potter, you don't have to pay the kohen for what you ate, because it could be that what you ate is the chulin. And hamotzi mechaver alav haraya, the kohen wants to be able to say that you owe him money, let him prove that what you ate is the truma. Vashnia, knowing batruma, but once you're assuming that what you ate is the chulin box, then you have to assume that the remaining box is the truma box, and therefore it has to be treated with kedushas truma v'chayav espechala. However, even though truma would not be chayav in chala, chulin is chayav in chala, and there remains the possibility that the remaining box is the chulin box, and therefore you are chayav in chala. So you have to be mafresh chala because it might be the chulin box. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Proter, Rabbi Yossi says no. You can be absolutely consistent in your assumption. Assume that what you ate was the chulin, and therefore you don't owe the kohen any money because you didn't steal any truma from him. What remains behind is truma, so you treat it with kedushas truma, and it's also not going to be chayv and chala because it is truma. So you're not really sure that it's truma. It might be truma, it might be chulin, but it should have at least the same din as meduma, as a combination of truma and chulin, where you're also not sure on any given stalk of wheat whether it's truma or chulin. And the halacha is that meduma is pater and chala. That's a mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Chala. So therefore, you're allowed to be consistent over here and assume that the remaining box is pater from chala. So the mishnah tells us, achal achar es hashnia pater. If someone else ate the second box, he's also pater because the kohen can't prove that that box was truma either. So the second guy who ate the second box can say, I'm pater because I'm assuming that what I ate is the chulin. Achal echar eshtein, but if the same guy ate both boxes, then mishalim kiktan shabshtein. Then you can along say motzi mechaver alavaraya. Now you know, and the kohen knows, that one of the boxes you ate is truma, so you're going to have to pay for that. But you only have to pay kiktan shabshtein, the smaller of the two, because motzi mechaver alavaraya on anything more than that, or anything more than the smaller of the two boxes. Now we move on to Mishnah Vav, and the Mishnah talks about another case of two boxes, where one is truma, one is chulin, and you don't know what's what. Nafla achas mehen l'toch ha'chulin. Let's say you don't know which box has truma, which one has chulin, and whatever was in one of the boxes falls into chulin, and there's less than 101 times the amount that fell, so you don't have the ability to be mevatel whatever truma might have been, if it was truma that fell in. So einam d'matan, it doesn't make the chulin meduma, it does not prohibit the chulin, even though you don't have the 100-to-1 ratio, because you have the right to assume that if something fell into a box, it was chulin that fell into the box of chulin. Vashniya nogi b'truma, and the second box, which did not fall into anything, can be treated like truma v'chayev es b'chala, but it's still going to be chayev and chala div Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir being consistent, that since you don't know for sure whether it's truma or chulin, it's going to be chayev and chala, because it might be chulin. For Rabbi Yossi Poter, but Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's poter from chala. If you're not sure whether something's truma or chulin, you treat it like meduma, and meduma is poter. patr from chala nafla shniyah l'makom acher. But let's say the whatever was in the second box then fell somewhere else. So it also got mixed into chulin, and the mixture is less than a 100-to-1 ratio. Ein midamatan. That mixture is also not timua, because you also don't know that that mixture necessarily has truma in it. But nafla shteim l'makom echad. Very similar to the last mission, except now we're not talking about eating. Now we're talking about when both boxes, the one that's chulin, the one that's truma, both fell into a box of chulin. Now you know that truma had fallen into this box of chulin. So medamos kiktana shebishtehen, it will become dimua, but we measure it based on the smaller of the two boxes that had fallen in, because we amotzi mechaver alavraya, we have the right to assume that the larger of the two boxes was chulin, the smaller of the two boxes was truma. So you have to do the measurement of the 100-to-1 ratio based on the smaller of the two boxes. So just to review again, Mishnah Hay taught us that if you have two boxes, one of them is truma, one of them is chulin, and a sa'ah of truma fell into one of the boxes, you don't know which one, so you have the right to assume that truma fell into the truma box, so the chulin box remains chulin, the truma box remains truma. But if you don't know which box was chulin and which box was truma, and you ate one of those boxes, you're patur, because the kohen can't prove that you ate the truma. And the other box has to be treated like truma, but there's a machlokas between Rami and Rabbi Yossi whether it's chayiv and chala. If somebody else ate that second box, he's also pater, because he can also say amotzi mechaver alavaraya. But if one person ate both boxes, then you're going to have to pay back truma, at least based on the volume of the smaller of the two boxes. And then in Mishnah Vav we learned that if one of the boxes that contains either truma or chulin falls into chulin, but you don't know which box fell into the chulin, it does not create dimua, it does not create an iser, because you could have the right to assume that it's chulin, but then the remaining box is truma, and it's we have the same machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yossi, whether it's going to be chayiv in chalo or not. If the second box falls into another box of chulin, again it does not possel it, because you have the right to assume that that one was chulin. But if both boxes fell into the same chulin, then we assume that it does create dimua, it does create a problem, and we measure it based on the smaller of the two, and that's what's going to create bittul, only if it's a 100-to-1 ratio of the smaller of the two. So we have that kula that you could follow the smaller of the two measurements. Bezeshem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin.